So I'll give you that one with notice. We'll come back to it. What's been the wash-up of the performance on the weekend? Because we were talking the other day, Jordan, and there hadn't been a huge build-up from an Australian perspective about this game. We obviously knew it was happening, and you're over there in New Zealand taking on the All Blacks. But there wasn't a massive build-up like there normally is between those two teams. And then you go out and put on that performance, and we're thinking, hang on a second, the Wallabies are back. What was your assessment?
No, it was good. I mean, a new era, I guess. A new coach, a new coaching staff, and I guess a fresh start for Australian rugby. Everyone, I guess, thinks of us as underdogs, so they kind of don't pay too much attention to us at all, which has been pretty good. But, you know, you're only as good as your last game, or, you know, so this week we're really building to hopefully put on another good performance this weekend.
But you mentioned a new era and a new coach. Dave Rennie's come in and taken charge. What's changed under Dave that you weren't experiencing or you weren't doing under previous regimes?
No, I just think it's probably a breath of fresh air for rugby, Australian rugby. He really likes to build our culture, which is huge. Seeing culture and embracing each other's cultures, you know, from outside of Australia too. So, I guess being in quarantine for 2 weeks also helps build that culture and build those bonds between players and stuff like that as well. So, yeah, he's been awesome, really driving, putting players, rooming with players you probably wouldn't usually room with as well, which is good. And, yeah, he's been massive on that, building connections and, yeah, building that team culture.
Jordan, you sort of touched on it then, but in your eyes, what is culture? What is good culture? And what's important to having a good culture? Because this can go across all sports, it can go across all workplaces. What would you say is imperative in your eyes?
I think, I guess, getting a deeper understanding of each other, always really opened up during our culture sessions and really, you know, became vulnerable. And I guess when you become vulnerable, you definitely build those tighter bonds. So, you know, team culture is definitely understanding the player, but definitely going into a deeper meaning and, you know, really getting to know them, where they've come from, how they've gotten to where they're here. And then we do little team activities and stuff like that, which, you know, definitely builds that competitiveness as well between each other. So, you know, we're really here working hard, but, you know, at times we have games and had a bit of fun, which was good.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So then when it comes to on the field with a new coach, I mean, it's still very early days, so it's hard to tell exactly what changes you're making, but what is it that you think is going to be different and better than what it has previously for you to be in a position where you very nearly beat the All Blacks in New Zealand?
I guess it's that just having that attacking mindset. I mean, previous years we've always backed our set piece and stuff like that, but I mean, just probably just upskilling and having that attacking mindset to go and you know, chase the game, not you know, rest and you know, play that brand of footy. So you know, really exciting, playing a really exciting brand of footy, which is good. Obviously, you need a new pair of lungs for the speed that we're trying to play at. But yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah, the attacking footy that we're trying to push.
Now I've got to ask you, where were you when Reece Hodge took that shot for goal? And were you
I was thinking? Yeah, mate.
Yeah, you go.
I was probably like five, I was like 10 meters away from him, about to chase the kick. I actually didn't chase it because it was actually about to go in, and then at the last minute, the Wellington wind blew it to the post. Unfortunate for him, and then we ended up playing an extra 9 minutes of extra time, which was crazy. I mean, that's literally footy for you. What a game! But man, for him to hit that, would have been good to hit that penalty kick. It was so close. Probably would have had the whole of Australia stop.
Well, it nearly stopped anyway, Jordan. That was the thing. Like, word had filtered. I'm not sure how many people were watching at the start of the Bledisloe, at the start of the Test match, but as the game progressed, everyone started to turn on. All the conversation on social media became about the Wallabies and watch it. Turn it on. If you're not watching it, turn it on and watch it because we're going really well. And it took until after half time for things to start rolling. I mean, we scored both of our tries after half time, They had a bit of a lead going into it. What changed at half time? How did you manipulate the way you were playing at half time to come out and be able to hit the scoreboard like you did?
Nah, nothing. We just kept playing and keep playing and keep playing. I guess probably just not taking the foot off the throttle. At some point, you know, things are going to work. I guess in the first half, conditions weren't going our way. We were running against the wind as well. Probably would have helped in the second half too, but just keep chasing the game and keep pushing that attacking footy. We actually didn't change too much in the second half, but probably our finish as well came on and emptied the tank as well for the team, which was good too.
So there's a bit happening in the build-up too. I mean, had Michael Hooper playing his 100th test, which is a very special occasion for the skipper. He had three debutants as well. I imagine there would have been, along with a new coach, I imagine there would have been great emotion and energy in the group in the build-up to the test. Was it different to a recent test and the energy in the room in the build-up?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, Michael Hooper playing his 100th test, boys definitely wanted to play with him, and also our debutants, but those boys are really good. They really didn't make the week about themselves, which was good. They definitely, obviously, it's a special occasion for them, but I think more so the chance to win our first split as well was probably at the forefront of all of our minds, and definitely having that belief, which was good. It's always tough to go away and win in New Zealand, but to come that close was pretty awesome for the boys. And Mark Hooper, what a player, 100 tests and youngest to ever do it in the world. And rugby, I guess. So I guess that's testament to his professionalism as a player and, his longevity. Man never gets injured, touch wood. But, he's definitely got another 100 in him, I guess. Bloody workhorse on the field and, he's a captain you definitely want to play for.
Hey, Jordan, we've got a bit of a theory here about the improvement in Australian rugby and maybe just having that domestic competition that we've had in recent times rather than the normal Super Rugby series may have helped Australian rugby. And then we see you play in the Bledisloe Cup and we see Australia play better. Do you think that this could be a real positive thing moving forward with how you've played your domestic rugby this season?
Domestic footy, those are the best games of the year. There's local derbies against different states. Definitely gets the boys up, and I guess in another sense, you're playing against guys who you're vying for Wallabies positions as well. So, if that's the way that they want to go forward, then I'm all for it. But traveling the world and playing against South African teams and New Zealand teams is also cool too. Test your brand of footy against them, and I guess get to experience the world as well. So. Regardless of the way they want to go, it's good. Also good to have the Western Force in there as well. So, if that's the way they want to go, then I'll be all for it. The Western competition, the local derbies each week for people to see, would be pretty awesome. Hopefully they maybe start bringing a rugby union set of origin. It would be pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
My
and
word.
Just the final one from me, being in New Zealand and being part of that game, what's it been like since? What's it been like on the TV, reading the papers, online, just walking down the street, that all of a sudden the Wallabies are back competing against New Zealand in New Zealand? Have you sensed a change at all in the way that you are seen?
Definitely. We've always been the underdogs, I guess, but that's one game. Can't rest on our laurels in the one game. We've got to go and do it again this week and earn more respect. I guess we're a new team, and I've been part of Wallabies sides who have always, been tarnished on media and stuff like that. So it's good for a change, I guess, to see us in a good light in the papers. Didn't come away with a win, which was pretty unfortunate. So, we've still got a job to do, but it's good to, I guess, change perception in Australia. We definitely want to change the way we want to be seen as an Australian rugby team who haven't been performing too well in the past few years. So, we're a new era and we're looking forward to, I guess, building on that good performance. But we can definitely do better. We left a lot out there, which was exciting. So we've got a lot to build on and a lot of things to fix, which is in our control.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Jordan Ulisi, Australian Wallaby, is with us on the Breakfast Club. Got a test this weekend at Eden Park, of course, which has been a graveyard for Wallabies teams for decades. Jordan, you have the win the tie at Sky Sports Park on the weekend. Got to back it up again, and you imagine that the All Blacks would have gone to school a bit, but you'll do the same thing. Do you see capabilities now of being able to defeat this team, this All Black team, with what you've been able to put out there in that first test?
Yeah, obviously. We never go out there thinking we can't beat them. But there's a little bit more belief now. obviously trying to break a hoodoo there as well in Eden Park, but that probably hasn't been really spoken of this week, which has been good. We're just building on ourselves, we're thinking of ourselves, and you know, we're only controlling what we can control. So, you know, we're really excited for the opportunity here. We win this game in Eden Park, and then we've got two home tests to win the Bledisloe. So, I mean, we're putting everything into this week before we have a little prep next week, and then, we're really looking forward to, I guess, putting another good performance out there to hopefully beat the All Blacks and get one up on the Bledisloe tally board.
Well, you got a lot of people cheering you on, not just the team, but you as well. My son goes to school where you went to school, and he came home on Monday talking about you and the Wallabies. So you'd be pleased that the old boys are looking out for you as well. Well done on that. Well done on the performance to you and the boys, and we can't wait to see what happens at Eden Park this weekend. And before we let you go, have you got anyone who's the biggest sports person on the planet, star on the planet?
LeBron James.
Nice work. Nice work. LA Lakers champion, of course, now these days. Jordan, well done. Good luck to you and the boys this week.
Cheers.
Good stuff. Jordan Ulisi, Australian Wallaby, after their 16-all draw with the All Blacks on the weekend. Eden Park.